You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Find scripture, you see. Pray according to the Word of God. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Amen. The Word of God is the will of God. So then, you see, when you begin to pray, if you know the Word, and prayer must be based on the Word, the Holy Ghost then will bring to your remembrance the Word. Many times I've been praying, the Holy Ghost just start bringing scripture to me. Most of the time, you know, it'd be a very rare occasion for him to bring scripture to that you don't know. Now, you may have read it one time and forgotten that I've had to bring scripture to me, you know, and I said, well, I know I read that, but I didn't know it said that. And so I looked back, sure enough, that's what it said. Jesus said, see, one work of the Spirit is to bring to your remembrance what I've said to you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
Let's stop just a minute and analyze this a little bit. You know, I make mention quite frequently, I like the Amplified Translation. You know, if you do any studying at all, that, you know, even many King James translations will have a little number, a letter by the word comforter, and look over in the margin, and it'll say helper. The Greek word is paraclete here. It means helper, counselor. The Amplified gives a sevenfold meaning of the name, and comforter is just one of them. Comforter, helper, advocate, hallelujah, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby. Hallelujah. Now you see, when Jesus was here in person with the disciples, he was right there with them. He was their comforter. He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Another comforter. See, he was right there with them. If they needed comfort, he could comfort them. If they needed counseling, they could talk to him. Amen. Isn't that right? He's their advocate, their lawyer, one who pleads their cause, their case. Hallelujah. He's their intercessor. He can help them. He is their strengthener. They can lean on him. Stand by. But now he's going away. What are they going to do then? I like another translation. Another translation reads, now let's go on reading this first till we get to this now. I'll pray the Father and he'll send you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, the 18th verse I want to get to. I will not leave you comfortless. See, I'm going away. But I'll not leave you comfortless. Or, another translation said, I'll not leave you helpless. Woo, glory, aren't you glad? Someone said, well, I feel so helpless. Forget about it. That's got nothing to do with it. I'll not leave you helpless. I like another translation. Said, I'll not leave you orphans. Amen. I'll not leave you orphans. Amen. Amen. I said, amen. We're not orphans. Amen. Glory to God. I will come to you. Hallelujah. And you see, in the power and the person of the Holy Ghost, he has come to us. Woo, my. If we just stopped right now and went home, we'd be blessed, wouldn't we? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, skip right down there in this same chapter to that 26th verse. But the comforter, the helper, the counselor, the advocate, the intercessor, the strengthener, the standby. That's what the Greek word means, just translated comfort. It means all those seven things. Whom the Father will send in my name. See, you got all three of them involved. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Whew. Hallelujah. How many things?
All.
And bring all things. Man, I don't know if I've helped you or not. I've already preached me happy. Glory to God. Bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you. Now, open your Bibles to the 15th chapter and the 7th verse. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatsoever you will and it shall be done unto you. See, prayer must be based on the Word of God. That's what I want to get over. That's where so many people fail. They're praying outside the Word. I've said to people for a good many years, oh, I know people pick up on, just like I said, maybe one sentence you said and take it out of context and make you say something you didn't say. But I've taught for many years. I can show you, I got notes just like this here. Except I'd taught some of them where I hadn't taught this, that I remember of. But I can show you notes that I have, even before I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I spoke with tongues when I was a Baptist boy preacher in home prayer meetings and prayer groups and fellowship groups. I can show you where I wrote it down. I still got it. See, I have boxes of notes where I said to them, find scriptures that promise you the things you're praying for. See, then you're praying in the will of God. If I can't find scripture what I'm praying for, I don't pray for it or pray about it. In fact, if the Bible don't promise it to me, I don't have any business with it anyway. Amen. You see? Now, find scriptures. You've heard me say it again and again. Find scriptures that promise you the things that you are praying for. Then you've got a solid foundation for faith. Praise God. I ask people, you heard me say when I left my last church and went out on the field in field ministry, going from church to church. I run a few polls of my own, like they do, you know, political polls, like the Harris poll, the Roper poll, and all those polls. Well, I ran some prayer polls and faith polls, and amen. And I'd say to people when they came to me, Brother Hagin, would you pray with me about this? Would you pray with me about that? And I talked to a lot of folks in those days because, see, I'd always, after the morning service in churches, sit around and talk to people, you see. And they hear you teach and preach and they think, well, he's strong in faith. I'll get him to pray. Maybe it might happen, you see, because he's strong in faith. Well, it won't happen when you come with that attitude because you're in unbelief. But anyway, I would ask them, I'd ask these people when they'd come with their request, what scripture are you standing on? 8 times out of 10, this is the answer I got. Well, not any in particular. I said, that's what you'll get. It's nothing in particular. Nothing in particular. Find scripture, you see. Pray according to the Word of God. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Amen. Amen. The Word of God is the will of God. So then, you see, when you begin to pray, if you know the Word, and prayer must be based on the Word, the Holy Ghost then will bring to your remembrance the Word. Many times I've been praying, the Holy Ghost just start bringing Scripture to me. Most of the time, you know, it'd be a very rare occasion for Him to bring Scripture to that you don't know. Now, you may have read it one time and forgotten that I've had to bring Scripture to me, you know, and I said, well, I know I read that, but I didn't know it said that. And so I looked back, sure enough, that's what it said. Jesus said, see, one work of the Spirit is to bring to your remembrance what I've said to you. Well, what God said to us is His Word speaking to us, isn't it? Now, that's one of the works of the Holy Ghost, is to bring that to our remembrance. I found out this now once in a while, you see, but right on the other hand, you are in an attitude of prayer, maybe going along in the car praying or praising or worshiping God or meditating, and He'd bring something to your remembrance. But I found out that just about 8 times out of 10 that those times come when I'm really in prayer. Amen. He brings to your remembrance. Praise God. And so then prayer must be based on the Word of God. Your prayer is based. Now let me say it again. You're praying to the Father. You're praying in the name of Jesus. You're praying through the Holy Spirit or in the Spirit. Your prayer is based upon the Word. Now that'll solve your prayer problem for you right there. That's your answer. Then you cannot spend any length of time in prayer without being affected by it. Absolutely impossible. Absolutely impossible. Now, here's scripture that'll go with that. You know, Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. We're living in a time most folks need their strength renewed. I believe that means spiritually first, but whatever affects you spiritually is going to affect you also mentally and going to affect you physically. And so they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. And I remember also that Isaiah prophesied by the Spirit of God, with stammering lips and another tongue I'll speak unto this people. And went on to say, this is the rest. The rest wherewith the weary shall rest. This is the refreshing. You can't spend any length of time in prayer without being affected by it. The quietness, the unshaken faith, the deep peace that pervades the Godhead will overflow into the prayer's life. Hallelujah. Now that won't happen just because you rattled off a few prayers, you know, just like you rattled off a memory verse. That don't happen just because you pray like the old farmer did, God bless me and my wife, my son John and his wife, us four no more. Selfish praying. That won't happen because you'll say, well, I'm like the fellow whose name was Jimmy. He said, my name's Jimmy. I'll take all you'll give me. That means waiting in the presence of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888 Faith 99. Again, call toll free 1-888 Faith 99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, well, what in the world is a word partner? Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.